Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice, nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Welcome to Hank's Hints. I'm Hank Hill, and I'll be guiding you through a collection of hints, tips, and general information to help you through life's asinine ups and downs. Hint number one, the quality of a presidential candidate is directly related to the quality of his handshake. This has been Hank's Hints. Thank you for listening.
Hey, everybody, welcome to
Bois
Hill Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
You still are. Yep. This is Friday. This is a That Ain't Right Friday.
This is a That Is Not Correct Friday.
That Is Not Correct Ain't Right Friday. Okay, so we were going to do the King of the Hill versus Bob's Burgers, but we're going to have to put that off for a week because we have something else.
Stay tuned.
We'll get to that
one. We'll get to that.
This episode is all about Mike Judge. And I just want to talk about some of the stuff he's done. And like the first time I saw anything that he did or anything like that. Michael Craig Judge, born in 1962. He is 7 years older than me.
Okay.
It calls him an American actor, animator, writer, producer, director, and musician.
Yeah. You know, I had a revelation about Mike Judge that I did not realize, that he is in all the Spy Kid movies.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He's like the doctor dude or whatever his name is, like Doctor something or another. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I bet that's because the guy that directed him, Robert Rodriguez, he's from Austin.
Yeah, so he is from Austin. Maybe they're probably like good friends or something. Probably. Yeah, but he played, I'm trying to think of the guy that he played in the movie.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
No, probably not.
So it's cool to know that he's there, that he was in them, though. He was born in Ecuador.
Donegan Giggles.
Donegan Giggles.
Was. He was the Michael. He was the evil agent of the OSS before he reformed. And he's
OSS?
Like a tech expert. He was the tech expert or whatever for the kids.
All right.
His name was Donegan Giggles.
Donegan Giggles, DG. Mike Judge was born in Ecuador, but then raised in New Mexico. He graduated from University of California, San Diego, where he studied physics. He lost his interest in science and started focusing on animation and short films.
Yep.
His first animated short, Frog Baseball, was developed into the successful MTV series Beavis and Butthead and the spinoff series Daria, which he was not involved with. So the first time I saw any of the Mike Judge stuff was I saw Frog Baseball, and it was at the Mike and Spike's Twisted Animation Festival that I watched.
So you were watching it before MTV,
because
MTV was a thing
I
for
saw it
Mike
at
Judge.
The Mike and Spike Animated Film Festival showing at the Dolby Theater in Austin, Texas. The Dolby Theater was an interesting little theater. You would walk upstairs and go into the theater room, and it was literally like a room like this, like an office.
Yeah.
And there were folding chairs set up and a sheet on the wall. And
is that when you were living down
stuff.
There?
Yeah, yeah. And they would show stuff there, you know, on the whatever.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing a lot of art house type stuff there. Yeah. But any of these like animation festivals or something would come through there, you know, that kind
I got
to
send you this link that I had found. It's through Internet Archive. There's a guy that posts double features on there of older movies, but he does like a drive-in movie theater cut.
Oh, wow.
So it's like at the beginning of it, it'll be like all the movie theater ads where it's the popcorn dancing with the bottle of soda or whatever.
Let's
or
go out to the lobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's got all of that, and then it plays the movie, and then it has the intermission, and then it plays the second feature, and then it does the outro kind of thing.
That's
cool. But he does all them 70s or them black and white sci-fis.
Did you go to a drive-in theater?
We go to the drive-in theater at least a few times a year still. Yeah, we go
Which
to the
one
out
that?
In Gatesville, the Gatesville. Last drive-in. We like to go out to – I like it because I'm not a sit-down and watch a movie kind of person in a movie theater. I will fall asleep. Mm. You take me to a movie theater, it's just an expensive nap in a nice, comfy, cold room with a loud TV.
Sure.
And so I like that because I can move around and walk around while I'm watching it and stuff.
So in 1995, Judge met Greg Daniels, who was a writer on The Simpsons at one time. Also, you'll know Greg Daniels from the development of The Office. And then he and Daniels developed King of the Hill.
Okay.
It came out on Fox in 1997 and ran for 13 seasons. At the time, it was one of the longest-running animated series.
Yeah, and so for those of you that don't know, when the show first started, Mike Judge approached Fox with a pilot, and Fox had told him that he needed a professional TV writer. He needs somebody that knows a TV, because Mike Judge at this point didn't really know TV at all, like the formatting. Because
he just kind of fell into
it. Because it's very rigid. As much as we might think that these animators get to play around with it, I've learned doing that Animation Conversation podcast that a lot of executive pull in how these episodes play out and how they go. So they told him, they're like, it's a great premise, but you need more structure and more architecture around the show. So he brought in Greg Daniels. Well, for those of you that don't know, the only reason why Greg Daniels is considered a co-creator is because he came up with Luann and Cotton Hill.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he's like, these guys are so iconic for the show. And then he's like,
to run a show.
Yeah. And like, so he gave them the co-creator credit for those two characters.
That's cool. So while King of the Hill was running, Mike Judge took off some time to write and direct Idiocracy, great movie. Extract, which is also pretty good.
But Idiocracy, that one has to be better now than it's ever been.
It is.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite movies of all time, Office Space. Office Space will always be Mike Judge to me. Like, I think that's premier Mike Judge, right? Not only are you in it, but it's a great, weird movie that made, like, no money at the box office but has become a cult classic. I love the fact that they pull from Superman 3, the stupid plot in that thing. It's just so good. Diedrich Bader is really good.
I like Diedrich Bader a lot.
Yeah.
He said he was going to be on our show. But
turn on channel 13, man.
He said he was going to be on this show at the beginning of the year, but here we are at the...
maybe he meant next year.
Beginning of December. I'm going to keep bugging him. I haven't messaged him in probably like 6 months.
That'd be great. It'd be great if we could talk to somebody like that. But Office Space is one of my all-time favorites.
I like that one.
Actually, Office Space...
I need to watch that one again. It's been a long time.
And maybe I've said this before, but Office Space is the reason that my wife and I met.
Oh, no. I think you have. Yeah,
yeah,
you said that.
I had an email address that was 37flare something something at gmail.com, and she knew what that reference was. And so I was like, oh, well, this is a keeper.
Yeah, that's definitely a keeper if she knew the reference. For
yeah,
sure.
It's a fantastic movie. We've indoctrinated all the children with it.
I'd recently found a website that is like a Wikipedia for like genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was putting in celebrities.
Just sucks up all the 23andMe stuff that was leaked.
No, well, what it is you set an account up on there, and then you give them access.
Yeah.
You download your data from wherever and give them access to it so they can
sure.
do it or whatever. But I started putting, it gives you automatically, it'll say connections, and it'll automatically tell you all of the random celebrity connections you might have. So I'm connected to like over half of the U.S. presidents. They're like 12, 13, 14th down the line cousins.
Yeah.
And all the royal family and stuff like that. But the ones that was funny to me was there's three Friends actors, an actress that are in the that are like distant cousins in this big genealogy thing, and it was Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, and Matthew Perry.
Oh wow!
We all have like a really, and it shows you. It's funny too because the website will show you the direct.
Does it show
connections.
You like the degrees of separation?
Yeah, it shows you. It shows you. Well, it shows you degrees of separation from people that are married into the family too. So you could click like what was one of them. Oh, I can't remember which celebrity it was, but there's a celebrity that I put in that I wasn't connected to by like blood connection.
Yeah.
But we had, they had married into the family kind of thing. Somebody, one of their relatives had married into the family kind of thing. And it put that like 16 degrees of separation. Obama is my eighth cousin, two times removed or whatever. So I thought that was pretty funny.
So you're talking about Friends, just as a little side note. Well, yeah. My wife and I watched a movie last night. It's called Leave the World Behind. And it's on Netflix. It just started.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Sam Esmail, I think is the way you say his name.
Did you like it? Was it good?
He's the one that directed it, and he's the guy that wrote and directed Mr. Robot.
Okay.
So his stuff's a little different.
I still think we need to do a movie podcast. Even if we do the Adult Swim, yeah. I still think we need some kind of campy movie stuff.
The thing about this guy is he used to be in IT, and so he, like everything in Mr. Robot, what really impressed me is when they were talking about IT stuff, they would show the real thing.
That's
it
what the guy
like
who played Freddie Mercury, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like a glammed up version or didn't have a bunch of holograms.
Isn't
it
Rami Malek
like
or something in his name?
Malek. Yeah, so I love Mr. Robot. I thought it was really good. But this has got Ethan Hawke and Julia Roberts and Kevin Bacon in it.
Oh, okay.
it is... I don't want to call it an end of the world movie, but kind of maybe end of your world. But anyway, one of the daughters is watching the entire Friends series. And the whole idea is even though the world's kind of ending, she just wants to see the Friends finale.
She wants to watch the Friends finale.
And what was really ironic to me is that Julia Roberts is in this, and she was on Friends for one episode.
Yes, she was.
It was like a big after the Super Bowl episode or whatever they did, but she did a guest star on there, so I just thought that was funny.
That's good.
So as King of the Hill was coming to an end, Judge created his third show, The Good Family, which I didn't like it too much.
I haven't even watched an episode of it, so I think I might go. That's the animated one, right?
Yeah, it was only
that was the one that one of the writers, wasn't it? She was one of the writers off of King of the Hill,
maybe.
And he helped her produce it.
It's 13 episodes. It was canceled. And then he didn't make anything for 4 years. And then one of the greatest shows to ever be on HBO, Silicon Valley. That's all Mike Judge, live action, such a good ensemble TV show. Silicon Valley was excellent.
My bad. Back to what was that one you just said? Oh,
the Good
Family.
Family. Yeah.
I didn't know that was Linda Cardellini or whatever that did the voice for the Bliss Good, one of the main characters, one of the Good Family. I didn't know that was Linda Cardellini.
Huh.
I like her. She's one of my favorites.
So, did you watch Silicon Valley?
I did not see Silicon Valley.
Ooh,
it was.
There's
TV is really hard for me to. It's. I don't know if my attention span is dying.
There's you some homework
or what?
Go watch.
Go
that.
Watch that
Silicon Valley's fantastic. Hot dog, no hot dog. And then Judge fourth animated series came out. It was called Tales from the Tour Bus. Have you seen any of those?
I have not. I've got it on my watch list.
Yeah,
though.
They were on,
that's on my watch
Cinemax.
List. I'm almost to it on my watch list.
They were on Cinemax, and the whole idea was Mike Judge is on the tour bus, and he's regaling us with these tales of country singers and R&B acts and all this stuff, and all the stuff that happened behind the scenes. There's a great Billy Joe Shaver episode that just it's nutty. But that's a really good one. And Mike Judge, basically, he animated himself in it, but only as like the storyteller.
Yeah.
You know, he tells all the stories and stuff. Mike Judge has two daughters and a son. I believe most of them live in Austin, kind of split time between Austin and California. Yeah. It goes into his political views, but I do not want to know that, so I did not read it. I know that he is not a proponent of putting political stuff into his shows, which I absolutely agree for two reasons. You ostracize one half of your audience.
Absolutely.
And...
which we've been accused of.
Sure. And then you time lock your series. So there is nothing worse to me than a TV show that you know when it's set.
Yeah.
Now, The Office, you could say something about that, kind of, because they do some popular culture references, but not a ton. Yeah. And so it's
well,
not,
same with King of the Hill. You do get a couple of you do get pop culture references, the George Bush thing and stuff like that.
But it's not like
mentions
Y2K.
Of Ross Perot. Yeah. But what it is it's mainly it's less about the politics of what's going on at the time and more about the character and about the story.
So in 2016, before the presidential election in November, Ethan Cohen of BuzzFeed said that he and Judge would produce idiocracy-themed campaign advertisements mocking Donald Trump's presidential campaign if given permission from 20th Century Fox to do so. It was later reported that they would not have been campaign ads. It would have mocked all of the candidates and would not go forward. So they wouldn't let them do it. Yeah. Hmm. And I'm sure that has a lot. I don't know if people know this, but a lot of free media like that, TV and radio, both. You have to give equal time to both sides.
No, absolutely, yeah.
And so I bet they would have gotten into quite a pickle with
so
that stuff.
So I've got a short list of stuff here. So might be jumping the gun a little bit. I don't know if it's in what you have going.
Go.
But Mike Judge and Greg Daniels being the super team that they are, in January of 2019, we've discussed it before, and shout out to the people at the front desk. I've called them so many times. I don't even know their names, but I'm sure they know who I am.
Right.
Bandera Entertainment was a venture that they founded, animation studio. So it's a private animation studio that they both founded. So there's television series that they've already produced and are out or might be out soon. So there's one, it's called Praise Petey. It was actually created by Anna Drezin her name.
Yeah.
And she's Saturday Night Live. She wrote for Saturday Night Live and stuff.
It's still on, right?
Yeah, it's right on. She was actually the head writer for seasons 46 and 47 of SNL.
Gotcha.
And Praise Petey was actually, it was canceled after one season in November of 2023. So you can go check it out if you want to check that out. But
good luck getting an animated series on these days.
Yeah. Good luck. There is some that are coming, though. So...
well, what I'm referring to is good luck getting it on a regular network. Yeah. If you can get it on Adult Swim or you can get it on some other avenue, then you're in good shape because they will generally give it a little more time. But if you're trying to pitch something to Fox or CBS or NBC or ABC, they're going to give it about 10 episodes. If it doesn't work, you're gone.
You know, I think that it's going to be really hard for us to whenever we do this Adult Swim thing, I think that we're going to have to – I don't know. Did they air Dr. Katz and all that stuff on Adult Swim ever?
Yep.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's good then. Because I want to do Squiggle Vision. I want to have like a run
great.
Where we run through all of like home movies and all that stuff, Dr. Katz.
Yeah.
So they have two that are announced and upcoming. Mm-hmm. We know one of them. One of them is obviously the reboot, which is not a reboot. It'll be considered season 14 of King of the Hill.
Okay.
There is Exploding Kittens.
Oh, okay.
Which
like
is
the card game.
Based on a card game. I'm not sure how you do a TV adaptation of
a
card
game. The card
game
has good it has pretty good writing in it though.
Yeah. And the ones that are to be announced, but they've been given names and networks where they're going to be distributed and produced at. So there's one called Chelm, Chelm.
Chelm.
The Smartest Place on Earth. That's going to be on Cartoon Network, also on Max.
Oh, okay.
Warner Brothers Television Distribution. The next one is Best Buds.
Okay.
I'm going to assume this I'm assuming this is two friends who are potheads, but it's going to be distributed by NBC on Peacock. In the Know, another Peacock show.
Mm-hmm.
Common Side Effects, which is going to be on Cartoon Network. And then they have two that have titles, one that just says Untitled Series. So there's one there's no information about at all. One is called Bad Crimes. That was picked up by Netflix. And one is called, Don't Cancel Me Yet. It's called Dykes to Watch Out For, which was a weekly comic strip that was written by a lady named Allison Bechdel. And it was, she's a cartoonist or whatever. She, Are You My Mother, I think was another one that she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she does graphic novels and stuff like that. And she's an artist. But she's obviously a lesbian. And that was her... her claim to fame was the comic strip, and the comic strip was from 83 to 2008. It ran for 20 years.
She also was part of The Simpsons for a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was. Yeah, she did. Yeah. She was. So
she's done. She hadn't done a ton of stuff. But,
no, she hasn't. But she's going to But she's going to release. That's what it's going to be about. Is about her comic strip. From what I've derived from this here.
Also, her name. You might know it from the Bechdel test. That's where you can look at a TV show or a movie and see if there's enough female representation in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she came up with that test. She said at first that it was a joke, and then it kind of caught on. So
people just kind of ran with it.
There's two things I can pull from something like that. The Bechdel test came from her just as a joke. Right. And it became part of the zeitgeist, the American culture. And then the other one, there was a guy, he was a writer on, what the hell is it called? He was a writer on Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And he came up with the term, humble brag.
You know what's funny?
And it went in the dictionary and the whole thing. Like, he came up with an entire phrase.
It's funny that you mentioned the Parks and Rec guy. So I got a little more information here. I dug a little deeper. So Best Buds is the creators of Best Buds are Katie Delaney, who was from Rick and Morty, and a guy named Caleb Heron, who is from Human Resources.
Yeah.
But it's going to be executive produced by the Beavis and Butthead and Parks and Recreation executive producers.
Very cool.
It's going to be the first adult animated series on Peacock.
Oh.
And
I don't understand why Peacock's not doing everything that Mike Judge wants to
do. Yeah, I don't know.
And Greg Daniels. I mean, good Lord.
But it says that the show is based on Calvin, who works at a family-owned flower shop at the crown jewel of a local strip mall.
Gotcha.
When his friend Evelyn comes back to town after dropping out of grad school, he gets her a job at the shop, and they begin a mission to bring the place out of the 80s into the present.
Ah.
So it's about two, like one friend who was there their whole lives,
sure.
And their friend comes back from college after dropping out of grad school, and they both run this flower shop and try to update it kind of thing. So that sounds really good, actually. That sounds like it might be pretty good.
If you want more of, like, Mike Judge history, because, I mean, we can't go over everything, but I know that he did work at a graphics card manufacturer for a while, but only for, like, 3-4 months or something. He quit because he said all the people were, like, Stepford Wives. He didn't know what they believed in.
It was just terrible,
But if you want to know how Mike Judge really got started, go back and look at some of these Milton shorts.
Oh, the Milton shorts are really, really
Milton
good.
Milton shorts are pretty funny, and there's a bunch of them on YouTube. You can go check out, but look up Mike Judge Milton shorts, and you can kind of go watch those. There's one literally called Office Space.
And you know, that's what I think is crazy about Mike Judge and Greg Daniels is nobody in animation, and I mean nobody in animation, is getting this many shows created and produced and put on television.
Well,
there's really no single. There's whole, like, Nickelodeon, who has a whole network and the production studio that does it all, and same with Cartoon Network and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be hard for anybody to find one single private company that is putting out 8-9 shows in a span of 3 years from one production
house. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That other show that I was talking about, The Chelm, The Smartest Place on Earth, that's actually a Sacha Baron Cohen and Michael Koeman thing, and it's set in a mythical town of foods, but I think it's a Jewish-oriented thing.
Okay.
because that was the one that I was mentioned before.
Yeah.
But they finally give us more information.
All right. So, again, Mike Judge, thank you for giving us Office Space. Thank you for giving us King of the Hill and all the other things that you've done.
And thank you for not sending copyright strikes and cease and desist against our show. That's
so
great.
We have another show out there, and I'll wrap it up with this. We have another show out there called Jennifer Love Hewitt, Please Be on Our on our Show.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt, Please Be on Our Show is like the fourth or fifth most popular show on our network, which
is doing really
ridiculous.
Good. Yeah.
Because it has completely changed. The stories are outrageously stupid. They get even more stupid as the year turns, I promise you. There's some telepathy involved. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe some superheroes and things like that. But I'm going to title this episode, Mike Judge, Please Be on Our Podcast. Because
there you go. Maybe if Jennifer Love Hewitt ever does come on your podcast, then you could change it to Mike Judge, and we could just.
So, Mike Judge, this is my plea to you. We're about an hour and a half away from you in Austin.
We got to come to you,
we will. Oh, please,
I'll rent a limo just to come down there.
Magic of Zoom, magic of the phone,
whatever we can do.
Mike Judge, I would love to talk to you, and it's not. It's not about, oh, my God, I'm your biggest fan or anything like that. I want to talk about the thought process going into the new show. That's what I would really like to hear about. I think we've pretty much got it from old King of the Hill, but I would love to see if there's any misses, you know, in what we've been talking about, and then I'd love to talk about the direction of the new show. Now, that may not get you because maybe you don't want to give up that information yet, but we would love to talk to you just about anything King of the Hill related.
Yep.
So. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Have a happy Friday, and we will see you again on Monday.
We matanye.
We matanye indeed. Mike Judge, call us.
La Grunta. Capers. La Grunta. Plush bathrobes and roomy slippers. La Grunta. Capers. A round of golf. La Grunta. A dolphin encounter. La Grunta. Deer hunting. La Grunta. Shooting fish in a barrel. La Grunta. All located here at Arlen's Luxury Spa and Resort. La Grunta. All dolphin encounters require signed liability waivers. La Grunta.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.